going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
John, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Welcome back, Dave. It's good to be with you guys.
Thanks, John. I hear Brad Biggs impressed you last week, so I got a really
big he really did.
big act to follow.
So, John, it is Patriots Day. We know that that means they'll be running the Boston Marathon, and we know that means there's morning baseball. So the White Sox are getting ready to kick off, if you will, against the Boston Red Sox, who they are a bit of a boogeyman team to the Red Sox. The Sox themselves, 2-13 against Major League Baseball teams not named the Red Sox. Against the Bo Sox, they're 3-3. They could win this game this morning and brag about it for years to come.
Absolutely, they can. I don't think people in Boston will be too happy about it. They love their sports there. I'm sure they're not too happy to be 3-3 against your White Sox, Mully, but it's reality, and that's it. I mean, I think the overall record isn't showing it, but I think they're making some strides, and eventually will be a good major league team, eventually.
So, John, the big news for the Cubs in the past week is that Justin Steele out for the season. He has had surgery. It wasn't quite as serious as maybe they feared because it wasn't a full Tommy John surgery. It was just short of that, but he's going to be out for the year nonetheless. If you're talking about the Cubs' next move as it pertains to their starting rotation, what are the realistic options internally? Farm system, it's too early for anybody to be in the trade market and talking about that, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, guys are not traded this early. That's really doesn't happen. We know that years ago, CC Sabathia was traded with a more than a month to go and made a major impact, obviously, made more than a month to go in the deadline. But that's rare, and now we have, you know, a few months to go before the deadline. So, nothing is happening soon. I do think there are a number of good options. And let me just say first off, I think the Cubs are a very good team. They've been very impressive so far. I know, is it 14-10, 14-11? Doesn't sound that great, but 14 games have been played against arguably the three best teams in the league, the Dodgers. No one's going to argue with that, but the Dodgers, Padres, and Diamondbacks. So that record is, while good, is very, very impressive. In terms of trade pieces, there's going to be a number of them out there. We expect that Sandy Alcantara will be the number one trade piece. He hasn't been great so far, but he is an outstanding pitcher, and he's just coming back off of Tommy John. I think he'll be better by the middle of the year. And there are a lot of other good ones that could be out there, whether it be Luis Castillo, Framber Valdez. I mean, the Blue Jays, they're doing okay now, and I don't think they want to sell. But obviously Bassett has been one of the best two or three pitchers in baseball so far. Gausman is good. So there are a lot of very good outside options. But that is not anytime soon. Kate Horton is their best internal option. I don't know exactly when he should be available, ready to come up. But You know, like every other team, probably they're going to be looking at starting pitching.
You know, they've already sent Matt Shaw back down, John, and they've got a lot of guys vying for playing time at third base, but you'd have to say that this is sort of their boogeyman position. And I think a lot of teams have that going on. It hasn't really debilitated them in any way, but I'm sure they would like to be able to get an answer at third base. Will Shaw eventually be that answer? Will they have to make a move at that position? What are your thoughts about that? They went through seven last year. None of them are back on this team.
Right, right. Of course, they traded a couple of them to the Astros, and that great trade. Can't regret that trade. You know, I do think Shaw will be the answer. And again, it's eventually. Is it going to be this year? I couldn't guarantee it. I mean, the scouts that I talked to in spring training in Arizona all loved his bat, thought that he would hit at the major league level. Defense thought would be okay eventually, not great, but okay, but that he would definitely be a hitter at the major league level. Is that for sure this year? I mean, I couldn't guarantee that, but I mean, I still think that is the hope, that Shaw is their third baseman. That is a tough spot. I mean, Nolan Arenado, you know, they're not going to be a contender, I don't think, based on what I just saw here at Citi Field, getting swept four games to the Mets. I think the first time since 1986 or 88, something like that, they were swept four in a row to the Mets. I think he'll be available. He's fitting in nicely. He looks good. But do you want to add some portion of that $24 million salary? I'm not sure that anybody really does, which is why nobody traded for him at this point.
So that's unrealistic. That's another one of those things that you look at and who is going to be available near the deadline. Aren't those going to be – it's just whether it's third base, whether it's starting pitching, whether it's the bullpen – it's way too early to be talking about potential trades, isn't it, John? I mean, all these answers have to come from within when teams are facing these kind of issues this early in the season.
Yeah, I think so. Teams don't like to send the message that they're out of it. But, I mean, I think, you know, any fan of the Rockies probably knows their team is out of it by now. So I don't know what kind of a message that would be sending if they were to trade a reliever, something like that. I mean, I could see a reliever going earlier. No one wants to trade from the starting rotation. That just, you know, hurts the entire team. So I would say any starter to be traded who's any good, you're going to have to wait a month and a half at least. I do think that it is possible to improve the bullpen earlier, and that certainly is an issue for the Cubs to look at.
John, we spent some time this morning talking about that Friday night game for the Cubs, Friday afternoon game for the Cubs, the incredible comeback where in the seventh and eighth innings alone, they, and I mean, they gave up 10 runs in one of those innings, but they combined, the two teams combined to have six homers, two grand slams, all four types of hit. There was a single, double, triple home run, all four types of home run. There was a solo homer, a two-run shot, a three. At any rate, according to OptiStats, that's never happened ever in an MLB game, let alone in two innings of one. I mean, no one's ever seen anything like it, but what does that do for it? I mean, do you look back at something like that? Had they lost the game? Had they given up 10 runs and lost? Do you look at that as like, oh, God, that's where it went wrong? Or do you now look at it like, oh, my God, like this is meant to be? Like, how do you weigh something like that against a team like Arizona?
Certainly can't hurt. Arizona is a very, very good team. You know, Carson Kelly, unbelievable start. I mean, you know, Tucker is their best move, I guess. Certainly he's been incredible. But, I mean, Carson Kelly, who would have think that he would have about a 1,500 OPS to this point? He's been amazing. I think everybody was watching that game. I mean, it was one of the more interesting games you'll see. You do see some interesting games at Wrigley. I don't think anything will top the Sandberg game for a while, but to give up 10 runs in an inning and win that game, you know, that's probably happened two or three times in Major League Baseball history. To me, that was the most remarkable thing about the game, but there were a lot of remarkable things. And, you know, it feels like it might be a Cub year. Things are really going well for them to this point.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
John, what's going on down in Atlanta? Brian Snitker is in a little bit of – he's in a conundrum. He did not discipline or say anything about Kelenic when he was kind of admiring a home or a double. He got thrown out, and then Ronald Acuña Jr. tweeted something about, well, if that were him, he would have been benched because he's referencing, obviously, the incident everybody remembers. Is this a controversy that will blow over or a sign of trouble in Atlanta?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I love Brian Snitker. I mean, that's a tough spot, right? You want to be a player's manager, right? But some points you need to say something, do something. And Ronald Acuña recalled him doing something when he did something like that. And, you know, I guess a lot of people will think people on the injured list should be seen and not heard from. But, I mean, he's a big star of the team, and he probably had a fair point. Something should have been said to Kelenic. You can't be admiring a ball and hurting your team. You got to hustle all times, although, you know, a vast majority of players are caught doing that at one point or another. I mean, this could be a bad one because it involves, you know, their best player who happens to be out right now, and he's obviously upset. They've got to smooth it over somehow, some way. I think there's no other way to look at it. I don't see it blowing over immediately. He's going to have to do a good job to get this smoothed over.
Yeah, I mean, that is just a bizarre situation, what's happening there. It doesn't make any sense. They're too good a team to be this mediocre. And, you know, I mean, of all the happenings, that's got to be the most surprising one, right, that they're just not competitive for
yes.
the longest time.
It has not been a season of big surprises, right? If you look at the standings, you'd say, well, you know what? My predictions look pretty good right now. There aren't a ton of major surprises. That is the number one surprise in terms of a team. You know, obviously, they're waiting on Acuña. Strider is just back now, so that put them at a little bit of a disadvantage, but they got to the playoffs last year without them. You know, these are really good players. They fired the hitting coach after last year, and now they're hitting even worse. It is pretty surprising to see them with that record. I really don't see too many big surprises in baseball. I think everybody, basically out of the 30 teams, about 26 or 27 of them are within a couple games of where you expected them to be. Maybe the Twins are a little bit of a surprise on the downside, but not too many others. Maybe the Orioles, although they've had so many pitching injuries, it's finally catching up to them. They are the one major surprise in baseball. I would agree with that.
Out in your city, is Juan Soto finally going to start after Sunday making news for the right reasons? Because it seems like he is had a good day Sunday, but before that, a little more controversy. What's going on with Juan Soto?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I guess it says something when a guy's got a 128 OPS plus 28% above average and everybody's thinking he's underperforming, and frankly, he is underperforming. He is one of the best five hitters in the game, and that's no argument there from anybody. And he has gotten off to a slow start. Good signs, hit a double the other way. That's when he's at his best. That's one thing people say, talk about how he was in a band box at Yankee Stadium and all this. I mean, he's a guy who hits the ball the other way. That's when he is good. Or straight away. He did not get a ton of home runs to right field last year. I think his career will tell you that Yankee Stadium is not his favorite place to play. Going into this year, at least Citi Field was among his most favorite places to play. And I mean, look, the Mets, right now they're in first place. They have the best record, not counting the National League West, which is inarguably the best division without two of their starting pitchers and without Soto doing great. Lindor has just started to heat up, and a lot of positive signs for the Mets. I don't think anybody's expecting a George Foster, and I'm dating myself here, type year.
Wow.
That goes back a ways, but there have been a lot of guys who signed with the Mets and were great elsewhere and suddenly turned to dust. I mean, there was Roberto Alomar. I mean, Beltran wasn't even good his first year. He was good after that, but I mean, there have been a long list of guys who were not the stars the Mets thought they were acquiring. Now, this case, we got a guy who's 26 years old. He's got 15 years to go. He better be that guy. And I would think everybody would assume that he will be.
In terms of, like, the worst teams you've seen in a long time, we know the Sox set a record last year. We know they're not significantly better thus far. But what's going on with Colorado? How bad would that – is there a chance they can challenge the White Sox record last season?
You're hoping. You've only lived with it for a year, not even a year yet. That was a record that was made not to be broken. It was pretty shocking that the White Sox were able to break that record. I mean, I just think the odds suggest you're bound to win more than 41 games, but they are terrible. They're truly, truly terrible. And always, and as you know, your guy, your old guy, Chris Bryant, poor guy, has got this back degenerative disc condition. It is very unfortunate for the Rockies and for him. Basically, befell him as soon as he signed that $182 million deal. They have a few good young players, but they're going to lose well over 100. Will they lose 121? I mean, the odds tell us that's not too likely. Sorry, Mully.
You know, John, you date yourself with a George Foster reference and his big black bat, and then former White Sox as well.
Sure.
Makes you think of the Big Red Machine, which was churning yesterday. 24 runs in Cincinnati for the Reds. Are they better than people thought? They're 500. Terry Francona off to a pretty respectable start. Hunter Green, the best pitcher in baseball. How much should the Cubs fear the Reds?
Yeah, I think they're better than people would have thought, probably. I mean, Terry Francona is a great manager. That's a plus. L.A. De La Cruz, one of the most talented players in baseball. That's a plus. Their young pitching at the top of that rotation, if they can keep them healthy, is a major plus. Hunter Green might be the best pitcher in the National League. I still got to go with Tarek Skubal for the best pitcher in baseball, probably, but might be the best pitcher in the National League, the hardest throwing pitcher in the National League. In fact, last year he was the only guy who in the top 10 in velocity from the year before who didn't have an elbow issue. Out of the top 10, 9 out of 10 had an elbow issue. So he is a marvel. He's worth everything they gave him with his long-term deal and as the number 2 overall pick. And, I mean, they – If they stay healthy, they're dangerous. They're a little top-heavy. Some of the better teams are top-heavy if they're in small markets. Even the Padres are a bit top-heavy. The depth isn't quite there. I would say the same is probably true of the Reds. But, yeah, I mean, the Cubs, I think the division isn't as weak as people thought. Milwaukee's always a threat. I mean, Pittsburgh's still got the pitching. And I do think Cincinnati is a decent team, but the Cubs should win that division. I don't want to say should win it going away, but, I mean, they look very, very good right now, and Tucker in particular looks outstanding. And the whole outfield, I mean, PCA looks great. Suzuki's done great. They've got more production out of the outfield than anybody. Plus, Bush has been really good, too. So their offense has been outstanding.
John, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, John.
Always great talking to you guys. See you next week.
All right.
That is John Heyman.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.